This is the local VK5 news segment. And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. If you're listening to this on Sunday morning, then members of AREG are up at Auburn preparing for a Project Horus high-altitude balloon launch. Launch is planned for 10 a.m, with the flight path heading generally northward over the top of the Clare Valley and towards Spalding. On this flight, we've got our usual 70cm band tracking payloads, along with one of our Wennet live imagery payloads. Check out the AREG website for details on the launch, including how you can get set up to receive telemetry and even receive imagery from the flight. Our next general business meeting will be on Friday, the 16th of August, this month, with a talk from Dr. Andrew Russell, VK5CV, titled From Electric Eels to Human Treatments: A History of the Earliest Observations of Physical and Animal Electricity to State-of-the-Art Cardiac Therapies. This should be something very interesting and a bit different from our usual amateur radio talks. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentation starting at 7:30 p.m. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom. Finally, as I mentioned last week, AREG's VK5RSB 23cm repeater has been temporarily disabled due to interference from a primary user of the spectrum. We're hoping this interference will go away in the coming weeks and we'll be able to bring the repeater back into service. As usual, for more information on AREG's upcoming events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Saturday week, a small group of Surge members braved the cold to help the Southeast Automobile Club run its third timed road event for 2024. Held in the forest to the east of Mount Gambier, the event comprised three separate loops with the start and finish in the same spot for each loop. Competitors were required to complete the three, and then the directions were reversed for the same three leaps to be completed again. With communications a little bit of a challenge in some spots, we were able to work out the best spots to maximise our efficiency. The event director was running his first ever event, and he made a good job of it after a slightly wobbly start. We had one member as a first time ever and another who was on his second event, and both of these fellows did a sterling job with concise and accurate transmission of times back to race control. Well done to Jack, VK5EBA, and Maxwell, VK5AC, respectively. As always, we had fun, and although it was pretty cold, we managed to keep slightly warm thanks to the fire that the SEAC control keepers at my spot had thoughtfully got going. A couple of hot chocolates also helped to warm the internals a bit. A couple of competitors were forced to retire hurt. One had an altercation with a kangaroo, which left the car with a damaged radiator, and another managed to find a wombat hole, which rendered that car a bit unroadworthy. No drivers or navigators were hurt during the event, although another car retired as the navigator was feeling ill and was unable to safely continue. All in all, another great night. A big thank you to our resident petrol head, Club President Peter, VK5BE, for doing his usual excellent job in race control and for organising the roster and assigning positions to us volunteers. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
G'day everybody, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's Northeast Radio Club news. Now, last Friday night at the general meeting, we were given an in-depth briefing on the Islands on the Air activity by Grant, VK5GR. He explained how it was commenced by the RSGB 60 years ago in 1964. And we learnt how to get involved and use several internet logging programs and how to arrange activating an island call area. Grant then told us about his lightning visit to Germany for the Friedrichshafen Hamfest. Many thanks, Grant, for that interesting presentation. Now, as you know, this month has five Fridays, and we will be having the fifth Friday lunch on the 30th of August at the Kentown Hotel on the corner of Rundle Street and College Road, Kentown. Be there at 12 noon for lunch. And this gathering will be a commemorative event celebrating the life of our friend and fellow amateur, Wolf, BK5WF, who is now a silent key. Well, that's all for this week's news. Stay negative. 73 is and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.